Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 2. Week 10. The creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. Tuesday. Related verses. Ephesians 2, verses 15 and 16. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. Hebrews 2, verse 14. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil. Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 8, verse 3. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. John 1, verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Galatians 5, verse 24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. John 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. Related reading. Christ abolished in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, but he did not create the new man in his flesh. The negative things were terminated in Christ's flesh, whereas the new man, which of course is positive, was germinated in Christ himself. We need to pay careful attention to two phrases in Ephesians 2, verse 15, in his flesh and in himself. If I were to ask you where you are today, you should say, First, I was in Christ's flesh. Now I am in Christ himself. In his flesh, I was terminated on the cross, but in Christ himself, I was created as part of the one new man. Christ did not stop with the termination of the negative things. Although Christ in the flesh was crucified on the cross, this death brought him into resurrection. In resurrection, he is no longer in the flesh. Rather, he is the wonderful Spirit. It was in his flesh that we, the old man, were terminated, but it is in the wonderful Spirit that we have been created into the one new man. When our old man and our old nature were crucified, the ordinances related to our fallen nature were slain. Then in Christ's resurrection, and in his wonderful Spirit, we were created into one new man. It is a marvelous fact that we were terminated in the flesh of Christ on the cross. Moreover, before we were born, we were also created in the wonderful Spirit to be the one new man. The phrase, in himself, is very significant. It indicates that Christ was not only the creator of the one new man, the church, but also the sphere in which and the essence with which the one new man was created. He is the very element of the new man. After we were terminated, in him we received the new essence. Christ himself became this new element to us. Nothing of our old man was good for the creation of the new man, for our former essence was sinful. But in him, there is a wonderful essence in which the one new man has been created. Christ created the one new man, the church, by working God's divine nature into humanity. The working of the divine nature into humanity was something new. Hence, it was a creating. In the old creation, God did not work his nature into any of his creatures, not even into man. In the creating of the one new man, however, God's nature was wrought into man to make his divine nature one entity with humanity. The demons and evil angels know that the one new man has been created in the divine essence. This fact terrifies them. For this reason, the demonic powers would try to keep Christians from seeing the fact of the creation of the one new man. Hence, we must fight the battle for this truth. We need to pray for a clear and sober mind to perceive that not only have we been terminated on the cross, but that by means of this termination, we have been transferred into Christ. In Christ, with his divine essence, we have been created into the one new man. We and all the creatures, signified by the cherubim on the veil, were crucified in the flesh of Christ on the cross. Since death ushers us into resurrection, in his resurrection, Christ puts us into himself. Then, with his divine essence, he created us in himself into the one new man. Do not ignore the phrase, in himself, in Ephesians 2 verse 15. Apart from being in him, we could not have been created into the new man, because in ourselves we do not have the divine essence, which is the element of the new man. Only in the divine essence, and with the divine essence, were we created into the new man. It is possible to have this essence only in Christ. In fact, Christ himself is this essence, this element. Hence, in himself, Christ created the two into one new man.